on Intergalactic FM with your hosts, Phil Jemisher and Ian Young.
Ich bin ein riesiger elektrischer Generator. Ich liefere ihnen Licht und Kraft und ermögliche es ihnen, Sprache, Musik und Bild durch den Äther auszusenden und zu empfangen. Ich bin ihr Diener und ihr Herr zugleich. Deshalb hütet mich gut, mich, den Genius der Energie.
Antenna and Mickey's the transmitter. That was Antenna and Deutsch Stimmte Energy at the beginning. Antenna, obviously, Kraftwerk, Kling Klang, Radioaktivität. What more do I need to say? I don't really need to say any more, do I, Mick?
1975, I think you should say that.
Yeah, 1975. And obviously it's 2013 now, so happy new year to all the Übermensch, Überfrauen und Überkinder.
1975 was the year after I first saw them, believe it or not. I saw them here in Newcastle in 1974.
Showing our age now, Mick, showing our age. Anyway, beautiful tune to start off with. Let's have some Triumvirate.
We'll be right back. road to nowhere. No sign, no light to guide me. Who could describe my anger when I was sacked last Friday?
There you go, a bit of prog on the tine there, Mick.
Prog on the tine.
Triumvirat on the Fantastic Harvest label, and that was Illusions on a Double Dimple from 1974. And I wish my school days were as progtastic as that, Mick. What about you?
Mine certainly weren't. I kept getting caned and belted by the teachers.
Yeah, well, let's get caned and let's get belted by another fantastic triumvirate tune, March of the Eternal City.
Thank you.
fantastic doubleheader there from Triumvirat, and that was March of the Eternal City from the Great Spartacus album. They're kind of going on massive like Genesis vibe there, aren't they, Mick?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
And Phil Collins would have been proud of that drum solo at the end. Anyway, I've got a treat lined up for you next. It's Bruno Spereri. We'll do a bit of chat after this tune, Mick.
Yep. Yeah? Yep.
Was a fantastic tune from Bruno Spereri there, and that was called Glückskugel, the race, and that was from also the Glückskugel Finders Keepers album from 2006. Some cracking sleeve notes on there, Mick.
Absolutely, yeah.
The mythical character who worked with legendary members of Can, composed music for engineering companies and made motivational music for industrial sites and factories, utilising concrete techniques, primitive sampling techniques and contemporary experimental site rock and funk musicians. Great for fans of people like Raymond Scott. Anyway, we're going to jump quickly forward. Jump being the operative word that bullfrogs do.
Thank you.
Great tune there from Bullfrog, from the self-titled Sky Records LP from 1976 there, Mick.
Absolutely, yeah. 1976.
Produced by...
Conrad Planck, no less. Conrad Planck.
No prizes for guessing that. Anyway, I'm going to play you now a tune called The Side of the Machine. And it's Tony Conrad and Faust, and they're called Outside the Dream Syndicate. Now, the reason why this is quite significant is because I got it from a fantastic record shop in Birmingham, which is my hometown, well, my home city. And the Discory is a fantastic sort of emporium museum for records, really. So I'm just giving the guys a shout out. I bought some great Kraut Rock from there. I'm playing some of it tonight. So if you're ever down in Birmingham and you come across the Discory on 99 Bromsgrove Street, go in there because the guys will just treat you like absolute lords. So I'll give you a bit of cake and a bit of wine. I went back and had mince pies and a bit of wine and cups of teas and chats just about anything that connected to music and West Bromwich Albion, who are probably one of my first early loves, but I still love them, but obviously not as much as the Kraut Rock. So it's boing boing baggies there. Yeah. Anyway, I'll do enough of the chatting, Mick, and we'll play this sweet, sweet tune, shall we?
Yes, on Caroline Records. Caroline, subsidiary of Virgin back in the day. Thank you.
That was about 7 or 8 minutes of fantastic record, the Tony Conrad versus Faust Outside the Dream Syndicate, produced by Uwe Nettelbeck. Mickey's got some interesting facts about that.
Yeah, Uwe Nettelbeck was part of the Faust camp. He was a journalist from northern Germany, and he was kind of instrumental in bringing Faust out of their chaos into a recording situation.
He was like the manager or the conductor,
I think,
wasn't
he? Yeah, he became their manager, actually. Kind of a bit like Rolf Ulrich Kaiser, who was a journalist, and he formed OA Records, OA Platte, except we all know what happened to him. He went a little bit doolally, but Uwe Nettelbeck properly on the ball with the Faust, because they were based in a small village in northern Germany called Wummer, and they still are, actually. Absolutely.
I suppose he was the cement in the concrete sound that Faust and whatever generally just generated by the sounds of it. Interesting character, interesting band. It's one of the best bands that's ever been, Faust. So if you come across the Tony Conrad and the Faust, I thoroughly recommend that. It's as good as the... what was that tune you played early on in one of the broadcasts? It was from... Holger Kazukai.
Oh, the Boatwoman song.
Yeah,
from,
yeah, it's as wonderful
Canaxis
as that.
Canaxis 5 album. That was pre Can days.
Yeah, because it just builds and builds into just something that's just beautiful on the ear. Anyway, we've got some UFOs coming now.
Thank you.
a place so strange to me. The earth is black and there's not a tree. Oh, it's so dark, there's not a sound. Just a feeling, wanting to be found. I must make haste to be gone.
Shame to cut that off, Mick, but that's another belter of a tune, believe it or not, from UFO, pre-Michael Schenker from 1971. That's a Trinkle Flying.
Yes, yep.
Fantastic record. It's just you need to get your lug holes around that. It's about at least 15 minutes long, I think. The whole tune is just like wonderful, builds up, breaks down, builds up, loads of excellent sort of effects on that tune. I'm going to play you one of the final tunes.
Final tune, yep.
Yeah, of our set, which had a massive sort of effect on my visual masterpieces that I was used to watching when I was a kid. It's Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness.
Turned into the film Agvira, Torandes Gottes by Hans Werner Herzog, starring the madman Klaus Kinski. So you can guess this is Agvira by Popol Vuh. This is Agvira 1. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, and obviously Scorsese loved that film so much, you wouldn't have had... What's the film, Mick, with Brando and Sheen in?
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, Apocalypse Now. Yeah. Obviously, we need to see the part de... So yeah, we've been rambling on far too much, and we're going to leave you on this like epic, fantastic tune, and it's Gute Nacht from me.
And good night from me as well. Good night. See you next week, same time, same place. Intergalactic FM, Murder Capital FM.
Checkpoint Charlie in the basement. Bye.